the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching. We want to thank you for subscribing to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. So we have an amazing free gift for you with Dr. Corson's top 5 nutrition tips. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level. And you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now today on the show, we have an incredible guest for you, Daniel Sinelli. And Daniel is a holistic nutritionist and health educator. And he's the founder of PrimoHealthCoach.com. And Daniel is absolutely an expert in coaching people around their health. Because, like I've said many times before, it's so important that you have a coach. Someone who can guide you, someone who can instruct you, and show you where to find the right information. And make sure that you take the action steps that you're committed to taking for your health. You know, it's like having a coach in the gym as a fitness trainer. You know you're going to go work out a lot harder if you go to the gym with a fitness trainer and a lot more consistently than you would if you try to do it on your own. Well, it's the same thing with making changes in your diet, making changes in your nutrition. And today on the show, Daniel shares about some of the most common disorders, diseases that people have that they want to see a coach for. And that includes inflammation, autoimmune disorders, digestive problems. These are really, really common these days. And he talks about some solutions to those, some really practical tips that can help you, and shares with you an amazing opportunity at the end that you'll see to get some really great free information that he's going to share with you, and free coaching as well. So enjoy that and have an incredible day.
Well, Daniel, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your background and what got you into health and nutrition?
Great. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to tell my story a little bit. I was one of those kids that had lots of different health issues growing up. I had digestive issues as a young child. I had issues with allergies. I even remember having strange sensitivity to sun. I could be out in the sun. It really bothered my eyes. It gave me allergies. And I kind of grew up just accepting those things and just not really knowing what underlying causes may have been causing these issues for me. And as I grew up and entered my teens, some of those issues would come back in waves, and sometimes they'd bother me, sometimes they wouldn't. And I battled with weight issues my whole life. Late into my teens, I tried things like Jenny Craig and Nutrisystem, and was able to lose weight, but I still always had these issues that would pop up with digestion and just energy issues, and just never felt 100% right. And in my 20s, I had a big kind of a health crisis that hit me in my early 20s, and I was struck by a bout of anxiety and digestive issues kind of all hit me like at once. I believe they were triggered by a stress at that time in my life, something that I was going through with employment and other things that were going on in my life kind of triggered this whole crisis in my body, and I just went through this phase where I really was just completely focused and obsessed with my health, trying to fix it, trying to feel better. Still at that time, I didn't really uncover everything, but I was able to improve my health a bit, learn how to work through those things, and it wasn't until my early 30s that I kind of had another wave of this just bad health and the health crisis that I really just had to get to the bottom of it, and I started searching and studying and then learning that there's this whole world of alternative methods and approaches to health and looking at your body and looking at health and food you eat. And that really intrigued me. You know, when I was younger, I studied some biomedical science at UC Berkeley when I was actually in high school still. I took some summer programs there, just wanting to learn more and more science. So I had some science background, especially in the biomedical science field, and so I would pick up these books and I would read, and it would really intrigue me to learn about the body and how it reacts to nutrition. So I found a program at Bowman College in Berkeley. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that school. Out here in Berkeley, it's a nutrition school, and they had a program it's a trade school where you learn. It's kind of a twofold program. You did 1 year and you got a certificate as a nutrition educator, and the second year you were certified as a nutrition consultant. a little more clinical. Well, I did the first year of that program, and I was able to greatly improve my health and seeing just the benefits of nutrition on my body, and it really just continued to spark my interest in nutrition and alternative healing. And however, there were still some things that weren't quite right about my health, and I couldn't really pinpoint them, and I just continued studying, and I found a program at another school here close by called John F. Kennedy University. And they had a program in holistic health education with an emphasis in nutrition. And it was the closest thing I could find to, you know, a graduate program in nutrition in the area. So I embarked on this program. And while at this school, I met who is now sort of one of my mentors. Her name is Linda Clark. And she's one of the professors at the school who had also been through the same programs that I went through. And I asked her one day, I said, you know, I feel like I'm doing everything right, but there's something that's just quite not right, and I just can't figure it out. And she, and I explained to her all my symptoms and issues, and she quickly said, well, you know, I would like to do some more testing with you, she said, but she suspected food allergies and specifically a gluten problem. And after extensive testing and really exploring this, we found that I did have celiac disease and also was having an autoimmune reaction in my body, which was expressing itself in my thyroid, autoimmune thyroid. And once I uncovered those underlying issues and really was able to pinpoint what things I was missing and correcting those issues, I finally am in a place where I'm feeling a lot better. My health is a lot better. My health is greatly improved. I still do have periods of flare-ups with my autoimmune condition, but it's a lot more controlled than it used to be. And I'm just amazed at how the body responds to changes in the diet, changes in lifestyle. And this is what has inspired me to help other people, people who you know, have these health issues and are not able to find relief through mainstream medicine and who are willing to do what it takes to change and to give the body what it needs to heal itself. And that's what's brought me to where I'm at today. I started my own coaching practice called Primo Health Coach. I have a website where I have made it easy for anybody anywhere to access a health coach, nutritionist, who can guide them, who has programs to help them implement and change their health, and also ways to assess health through the website. I also have a small practice that I've recently opened an office in San Francisco, California, where I see clients face-to-face.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, you know, I think your story has become so common. I mean, there's so many people with, you know, whether it be a gluten intolerance or fibromyalgia or some kind of chronic autoimmune disorders going on, and they're tired all the time. They, you know, maybe have digestive issues. They feel sick all the time, and they go undiagnosed for 5, 10, 20, you know, sometimes 30 years or more, and they go undiagnosed. And so let's talk about, you know, the prevalence of some of these autoimmune disorders and you know, what changes you actually made to help recover.
Well, they are very prevalent. I'm finding that, you know, especially when if there's a susceptibility to any autoimmune condition, you know, genetically, then the possibility that you will develop some other autoimmune condition is very highly likely. And also, we have the problem with the immune system, of course, is that it can be triggered by many different things, environmental toxins, you know, different types of pollution, and then the things we put into our body, and we live in a very toxic environment. So it's no surprise to me now that I understand these issues, why they're so prevalent. Now, what I've learned through my studies, and I work also very closely with a doctor named Dr. Krazian, who he's actually written a book on the thyroid. They call it the thyroid book for short, but it has a longer title like, Why Do I Still Have Thyroid Symptoms When All My Tests, Lab Tests Say That I'm Normal? And I think the big problem here is that autoimmunity, there's a lot we don't know about it yet, and we also don't have a cure for it yet. So what I've learned is that we can control the severity and the frequency of flare-ups. There are things we do know about nutrition, and there are different approaches. And of course, there's the whole foods approach, and then there's using synergistic type of supplements. But all of them are hopefully trying to do the same thing, which is to calm down the immune system, remove inflammation from the body, and remove removing any type of toxin, that anything that we have control over. These are the types of things we can do to calm the immune system down and keep it from overreacting and damaging the organs, which is what we're trying to prevent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, let's talk about what someone could do if, you know, if they don't live in a big city like San Francisco and they don't have access to, a holistic nutritionist in their small town or maybe internationally as well. You know, what resources do they have where they can go and get more information on autoimmune disorders or just on nutrition in general?
Well, that's a good question because there are so many. Anybody who has access to Google, you know, on a computer or on their phone or whatever, can Google things and have tons of information, you know, at their fingertips. However, the problem is learning to discern between good information and bad information. So, you know, we're left to find out who the good sources of information are. And that's where, you know, you have to learn who you're listening to. And what I've learned also having a business online is the most important thing is being willing to give, for me, I have to be willing to give information to educate people, you know, for free. I have to put this information out there for free to build trust so people realize that, you know, not just me, but other health practitioners as well, you have to learn to trust them based on the information they're providing for you. And then when you learn to trust them and you found a source, you know, somebody you can work with that you can trust, then you go to that source for guidance and for coaching. And that's part of the reason why I put my website up there. I wanted a place for people to go to have valuable information. And it's not all my information. I'm gleaning information from the best sources as well. You know, I've studied at some of the best nutrition schools, colleges, and now at University of Bridgeport in Connecticut, where I'm at the clinical nutrition program there. I attend all the National Association of Nutrition Professional events, and I follow Weston A. Price Foundation. I also follow Dr. McCullough. So, you know, I've learned how to discern this information for myself, and I can help others to find that information. And the approach that I take is to educate people into how they can find this information themselves and how to apply this information themselves. And that's what health coaching is all about. And that's why I have built my website around this principle of educating people, helping them to heal their own body and give their body what it needs to heal. And I've built a system into my website where I can easily assess people's health using written assessment. I prefer to use more clinical measures as well when I can. And, you know, we use blood tests or other type of testing to help determine what a person's nutrition status is. But, you know, we can do a lot through written assessments and just meeting through Skype or by phone and determining areas that are problematic for a person and then putting them on a course for handling those issues. But you'd be surprised at the people who are searching for help with their health, there are some big principles that most of them have to fix. And the ones I find are they have some type of a gut issue, and we have to heal the gut. Or what goes side by side with that, of course, is inflammation in the body. And a lot of them have food allergies. And these are the things that we try to focus on first. And when we are able to get a handle on inflammation in the body, and we can heal the gut, and in turn, the person is just going to start becoming a healthier person. You know, the nutrients that they're putting in with new supplements will be more readily absorbed. So these are the big things that I work with on my site.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit more about inflammation because, you know, obviously with autoimmune disorders, that's one of the huge causes, of course, and you know, it's become so chronic now, especially with the obesity epidemic, that almost everyone is chronically inflamed. So what are some of the things that people are eating, some things that people are doing that are causing so much inflammation?
Well, one of the biggest things to learn about inflammation is the whole mechanism in the body, how it uses inflammation to signal to, you know, body's reactionary systems for healing, to signal to the body where there is a problem, to go heal that problem. And, you know, that mechanism works with what are called prostaglandins. I'm sure you've heard of the omega-6s and omega-3s, and that's where these come into play. Omega-6 in the body is used to trigger those places in the body where we need to pay attention and to heal. And then the omega-3s by the body are used to decrease that inflammation once it's been healed. The problem is when we have chronic inflammation and or inflammation for no reason, that this whole mechanism gets thrown off. And part of what contributes to that inflammatory response or over-inflammation in the body is that here in the United States, and I'm learning also in other parts of the world, we're consuming too much omega-6 in our diet. So that whole mechanism does not work as well, and we don't get enough omega-3s. So one of the most important things to learn about nutrition and inflammation in the body is that we need to get that balance of omega-6s and omega-3s. And what we do is we try to tell people to cut down or cut out omega-6 fats as much as possible in their diet, which are a lot of the vegetable oils and the trans fats. A lot of these are contributing to inflammation, and increasing the amount of omega-3 fats in their diet, fish oil or just eating fish, then we can get a better handle, or at least start getting a better handle on inflammation. Also, getting rid of any chronic infection in the body that people may have, which a lot of those are gut infections.
Mm-hmm.
Parasitic, pandemic.
And what kind of common gut infections do a lot of people have?
H. pylori is probably one of the most common. And yeast infection, fungal infection. Problem is they tend to all go hand in hand. You know, once you don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg. You know, there's a leaky gut issue, which is when the gut permeability comes compromised, and the junctions in the cells of the intestines they open up too much, so that food particles start to get in to the bloodstream that are not broken down into their smallest form, usable form, and this kind of I don't know which one starts first, and it depends on the person. Maybe they got an infection first, and then they had this leaky gut issue, or maybe they had, took a medication which caused a leaky gut, and then that allowed the pathogens to take hold in their gut, or if they take a long course of antibiotics, that's going to, destroy the balance of the flora in their gut, which allows other infections in. But I do find that most people that I work with have some type of long-standing chronic infection in their gut. So we kind of, you can do testing to identify specifically, or you can deal with it in a broad sense and just put someone on a gut repair program, which is probably my most popular program that people come to me for, is a gut repair program. The program works on healing the lining of the gastrointestinal tract and also removing those pathogens and type of infection in the gut.
Mm-hmm. And are you finding that, a lot of the cause of this gut disorders are the antibiotics that people are taking that's destroying the good bacteria in the gut?
Absolutely. For a lot of people, not just the antibiotics they take prescribed to them, but antibiotics in the meat, so the food they're eating, milk they drink. Yes, of course. This is definitely contributing. This is a cause completely. I think that there's many causes that definitely contributing greatly to gut disorders.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I know myself, as a child, because of my health issues, I was put on antibiotics a lot. So I know it's contributed later on to my problem progressing.
So. Right. Well, let's talk about antibiotics in the food supply, because I don't think a lot of people understand that there are antibiotics in the food supply, and how did they get there in the first place?
Well, the cattle, especially the cattle, are being injected with antibiotics, not only to help them overcome, they get sick, just like we do, not just to overcome sickness, but they're using it as a preventative measure. They're injecting animals with antibiotics to prevent them from getting sick, and this, of course, ends up in their milk and in their tissue, and we are consuming antibiotics. So it's making our bodies over-consume antibiotics. It's also making our bodies, bacteria grow to become strong and, you know, able to overcome the antibiotics. So.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons we're seeing so many, you know, horrible strains of these bacteria that are very, very resistant to antibiotics, and there's nothing we can really do about it except help to build the body's natural immune system, natural defenses, because when the bacteria outsmart the drugs, there's nothing you can do about that.
Right, and I think that's where we fall short. I think that we think a lot about how we can avoid coming into contact with bacteria. We talk a lot about, you know, antibacterial soaps and this and that, but I don't know where we lost focus in building our own defense system. We can't avoid pathogens. We live in a world of pathogens, bacteria, and our own gut is, you know, we carry up to 5 or 6 pounds of bacteria. We have more bacterial cells in our body that are not our own than we do our own cells in our body. Mm-hmm. So there is no avoiding bacteria. What we must do is build up our strong immune system by building a healthy body through nutrition, you know, through products like the juice we were talking about previously, eating whole natural foods that are unadulterated as much as possible, and returning to a whole foods type of diet.
Absolutely, you're so right, in that we just need to help protect the immune system and build up our defense system, because like you said, I mean, we're more bacteria than we are human in terms of the amount of cells in our body, and you know, just on your skin alone there's thousands of bacteria, and many of them could be harmful to you. But you know, it always kind of surprises me when someone will say, oh well, you know, there's this bug going around school, and so I got sick because the bug was around school. Well, that's not really why you got sick. I mean, that bug has been around indefinitely. You got sick because your immune system wasn't strong enough to protect you from it.
Right, exactly, right. So
I think that's what we need to change the focus to, you know, being afraid of bacteria to protecting the immune system and helping us get stronger and healthier.
Right, exactly. I mean, we can't prevent them from getting in the window, you know, but we can be ready for them when they do get in the house. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like to look at it. You know, they can crawl through tiny little holes, they can make it in, but we are building up our defenses within, and we can breeze through and not even know we came across this bacteria. You know, we carry E. coli and Salmonella, we carry these in our gut already. It's when we come in contact with either a new strain or a large amount of this bacteria, it's where it overwhelms our system. That's when we get sick.
Exactly.
But for the most part, we pick these up throughout our life, and we've already come in contact with all these, and we carry them in our body.
Well, we're coming into late fall here, and so I know it's coming to be flu season in a short while. What are some things that you recommend for people to help protect the immune system so that they don't have to get sick in the flu season?
I highly recommend using mineral broths. I'm a big juice proponent, so you know, I like people to juice or at least take a product that has a lot of green antioxidant type of greens in it. But I also, during the fall season and well into the winter, I push people to do mineral broths. And they can be vegetarian broths, you know. I have a recipe, I think, on my website, on one of my blog posts. But it comes out of the Cancer Recovery Cookbook, I believe it's called. It's an excellent cookbook, not just for those people who are battling cancer, but just for its focus is building up the immune system. So I use that cookbook a lot. And one of the recipes in there is for a magic mineral broth. She calls it magic mineral broth, and it's you just pile a bunch of different types of vegetables into the pot, and you're cooking the minerals out of them. A lot of people are deficient in minerals, and they're, you know, they use them up. Like, for example, people who drink alcohol caffeine pulls these minerals out of the body because the liver needs them in order to process all these things, get them out of the body. So this does affect the health of the cell and in turn health of the immune system. So So I encourage people to do mineral broths to build up their immune system. Just cook up these vegetables and you almost cook them down. You are, you know, destroying a lot of the enzymes. But what you're, the purpose of doing these mineral broths is to get the, those minerals that you don't destroy with cooking. And getting them in a food form that is easily absorbable into your body, especially during the winter months. Mm-hmm. So mineral broths and bone broths are really beneficial for this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, that's great advice. And that, like you said, I mean, so many people are so deficient in those minerals these days because, you know, they're just not eating enough of the fruits and vegetables in the first place, and even the ones that they are eating are so deficient because of the way we treated our soil over the last couple hundred years.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, real quick, let's talk more about your online education programs and how people can get educated with that.
Okay, well, right now my programs are, you know, personalized and they would be individualized where, you know, I can, someone can go to my website and they sign up for free. And then I do give a free 15-minute consultation where I can kind of feel out the client and see what is it you need to help you get on your way to reaching your health goals. And maybe even to, you know, kind of enlighten that person as to what their health goals should be. From there, I kind of can determine what that person's main focus needs to be initially, and then I would direct them to one of my current programs. I told you one of my most popular programs is the gut repair program because I'm finding a lot of people are having issues with their gut. So that might be the first thing I talk to them about. And that program, they would sign up online and I would send them the product they needed and also give them all the instruction they needed in written form that could be downloaded. Most of my programs also include some type of consulting with me, either 1 hour a week or 1 hour for getting the person started and then a half-hour follow-up after they follow the instructions and do the program. Every program that anybody embarks on through my consulting practice, they have to at least do a written assessment. And these are questionnaires that help me address or help me kind of identify through patterns that they're reporting in their symptoms, I'm able to identify possible areas that need support. And from there, I can also determine if they need any other type of supplement support while they're healing their body. But all of this is done online through Skype, by phone. I also have chat available on my website where at any time during the day, if I'm not in another consultation, I'm available for a quick question or a chat for my client. But what I'm working on right now, and I haven't launched yet, are these completely self-paced programs where, you know, there are people who like to just do things for themselves. And this type of program that I'm working on right now will be a completely automated program. Well, I will, video record lessons as a part of the program. For example, my detox program is a 4-week program. I'm turning into one of these self-guided programs. I do offer a 1-hour consultation initially with me, but then the rest of the program will be at your own pace, following the videos and following the manual that you receive. And so it's completely automated. Makes it easy for somebody anywhere to have access to holistic nutrition, to have access to a health coach they can ask a question to, you know, quickly. I have a background in holistic health and a very strong background in nutrition specifically. So I make all that information available to people who just, you know, I do answer just quick questions without having to require any type of commitment or payment. Mm-hmm. Part of people that want to start learning about holistic health and nutrition on my website.
Well, that's awesome. I think it's a great resource for people. And, you know, it just makes so much sense if you can get a free questionnaire about your health. And it's kind of like, you know, the test. We always take the test in school. But, you know, how many times are you taking the health tests that actually tell you where you're at with your health? And, you know,
right.
A free access to that is a no-brainer. To have a free 15-minute consultation is a no-brainer. And it just
exactly.
Amazes me how people, you know, they'll go to the doctor once and they'll get a diagnosis. And the first thing that they do is they'll get the surgery, they'll get the drugs or whatever it is, and they won't get other experts to help them on their team to help them recover and heal their body. And so I just highly recommend people go out there and find the experts that you trust so you do have a full, well-rounded team helping you with your health. It's not just relying on one person.
Exactly. I like to think of it as a mentor relationship. You know, I believe everybody already has this type of a mentor relationship, either through their doctor, their dentist, their hairdresser. These are all people that help you manage your life. I think that we are finally realizing that we need help, a different type of help with our health. Traditional, mainstream practitioners, doctors, are really trained to diagnose and heal acute problems. Something, you know, once it's already become like a disease, they know how to prescribe for it, but they're not trained in prevention, and they're not trained in identifying a possible problem before it develops into a chronic condition. And that's where nutritionists and holistic practitioners and alternative practitioners are really strong in, especially if they follow the functional model, which is a model that looks at patterns in order to identify underlying problems that will eventually become a diagnosable disease. But wouldn't it be great if we caught them before they ever got to that point? Mm-hmm. And that's where a health coach and a nutritionist really plays a role for people in that mentoring relationship and being a part of your team of making you a healthy, well-rounded, perfect person.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're so right, and I can fully attest to the fact that, you know, MDs are not taught prevention and nutrition in medical school because both my parents are MDs. And my brother's also in medical school now in his third year. And so I know firsthand that they just don't teach you any nutrition in medical school because there's just not enough time. And so you
exactly.
need people who are experts in that area to be on your team to help you with your health.
Right. And I do know some MDs who have done the training. So they're, you know, it's awesome if you can find a doctor who actually practices nutritional medicine. But what I find, even those doctors, they're so busy, they like to bring on a nutritionist, even though they have the background. They like to bring on a nutritionist to handle that aspect of the
process. So, absolutely, and those are the smart doctors. They understand the same thing we're talking about, is that you need
right.
a well-rounded team to help you.
Exactly.
So let's share with us your website and where people can get in touch with you.
All right, so my website is www.primohealthcoach.com. P as in Paul, R-I-M-O, health coach. My nickname is Primo, but I've also kind of taken it on with this project because what I call Primo Health is what we're talking about today. I believe everybody can have this Primo Health, which is a holistic, well-rounded health. Each person can find that for themselves. You know, one of the things I've learned through my education is that, you know, somebody can have cancer and yet be a holistically healthy person because they have the whole person in mind. They're spiritually healthy, emotionally healthy, and even though their body is struggling with something physically, if you look at them, they can still be a healthy person. So that's kind of why I went on this Primo Health kick, and that my website is primohealthcoach.com. As I said, I can be accessed through chat on my website. I also make myself available through Skype. I'm also accessible through telephone, so usually online during business hours, during the day, sometimes well into the night. So if anybody goes to any of the pages on my website except for the home page, they should find a link that says Chat with Coach. They just click on that and they can start talking with me. Or on my contact page, there's a link to my Skype, so they can pull up Skype immediately and get me on video. But very accessible. I try to blog a lot, so through blogging I try to educate my followers and my clients, and I encourage people to go to my blog page that you can access through the homepage and sign up for notifications whenever I put a new blog post on. I also have a pretty active Facebook site, a Facebook page called Primo Health Coach also, so it's facebook.com/Primo Health Coach. And my Twitter handle is Primo Health. Those are all the ways you can access me and follow me and learn from me, contact me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Daniel. I know you shared just a wealth of information with us and some really awesome resources that I know are going to help a lot of people. So thanks for being with us on the show today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity, Tom.
Hey there, it's Tom Corson-Knowles again. Hope you enjoyed the show today with Daniel. Isn't he just an incredible guy? Now, I want to make sure that you take advantage of this opportunity for the 15-minute free consultation, because I think it's so important for you to go out there and get information from health experts, from different health experts, get lots of different opinions. Because I see so many people make the mistake of relying on one person's opinion, maybe their one doctor's opinion on their health, and they base their entire health plan on that one person's opinion. Now, I'm sure your doctor is an incredible person and very knowledgeable, but you need to get a variety of opinions, because there's so many options out there today for your health. There's diet, there's nutrition, there's alternative, all kinds of alternative things. There's acupuncture, there's massage, there's drugs, there's surgery. There's so many different options that you have today, and I want to make sure that you have access to all of them so that you know, so that you're educated, because I don't want you to be that person. I do not want you to be that person who at the end of their life says, well, I just didn't know. I just didn't know that I had the option to change my diet and get rid of my heart disease. I didn't know that I had the option to change my diet and get rid of some of my digestive disorders. I thought surgery was the only answer for me. Well, I just want you to know that there are alternatives, and that you can go seek out people like Daniel for free who will answer your questions for free and give you the information that you need. So I highly, highly recommend it. Check out PrimoHealthCoach.com for that, and come join the community of like-minded people like you and me who are passionate about health and wellness and nutrition, and come join us at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we're here to answer your questions too. If you have any questions, anytime, come ask us. All right? Wishing you an absolutely incredible day. Take care.